Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The T20 World Cup title-winning Indian cricket team is set to arrive in the national capital this morning. The team is flying back from Barbados, where the summit clash of the tournament was held. The departure of the Indian squad was delayed due to Hurricane Beryl. The Delhi police have made adequate security arrangements, anticipating a gathering of cricket fans to welcome the victorious team in the national capital. The Indian squad is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence today before leaving for Mumbai. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah informed that in Mumbai, the victorious team will take part in an open bus roadshow this evening. The victory procession will be held between 5 and 7 p.m. from Nariman Point to the Wankhede Stadium. It will be followed by a felicitation ceremony at the Wankhede Stadium, where BCCI will present prize money to the Indian team. The Indian Army has issued clarification on emoluments to Agniveer Ajay Kumar. In a social media post, the Army said, out of the total amount due, family of Agniveer Ajay has already been paid 98,39,000 rupees. It said ex gratia and other benefits amounting to approximately 67 lakh rupees as applicable according to the provisions of the Agniveer scheme will be paid on final account settlement shortly post due police verification. The total amount will be around 1 crore 65 lakh rupees. The Army has re-emphasized that emoluments due to a fallen hero are paid expeditiously to the next of kin of departed soldiers, including Agniveers. The Indian Army clarification came in view of certain posts circulating on social media platforms that compensation has not been paid to the next of kin of Agniveer Ajay Kumar, who lost his life in the line of duty. In Assam, flood situation remains critical with over 16 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. During the last 24 hours, 8 more persons lost their lives, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state this year to 46. 3 persons are reported to be missing. Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma reviewed the flood situation with all the district commissioners through video conferencing and directed them to expedite rescue and relief operations. The Chief Minister also directed the district commissioners to conduct survey of flood-affected people as government has decided to release compensation amount before the 15th August. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM Executive President Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand on 7th of July. Chief Minister Champai Soren yesterday tendered his resignation from the post to Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, paving the way for his predecessor to return as the Chief Minister. Following this, Hemant Soren staked claim to form the new government. The decision to make Hemant Soren Chief Minister again was taken at the meeting of INDIA Block MLAs comprising JMM, Congress and RJD. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was admitted to the Apollo Hospital in New Delhi last evening. The hospital in a statement said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation of doctors. Last week, the non-Nigerian leader was admitted to New Delhi's All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, due to old age-related health issues. He was discharged the next day. Millions of voters in the United Kingdom are set to cast ballots in the crucial general elections today as the nation prepares to usher in a new Prime Minister. The voting will begin at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. As soon as the voting finishes, the process of counting of votes will begin to decide the next Prime Minister of the country. The main contest in the country is between Prime Minister Sunak's Conservative Party and his opponent's Keir of Labour Party. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden kicked off their campaign with a victory over an old Dutch duo, Sander Ahrens and Robus Hasse, 7-5, 6-4 in the first round of men's doubles in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.